The mortality of the soul requires the work of Christ. We do not own our spirits, and we have very little claim to our souls. Ezekiel 18 verse 4 says, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." The soul is not immortal. It cannot exist on its own. Despite all the lies told us over the past 2,000 years, the soul is not immortal. Immortality only comes to the souls of mortal men through the gospel of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 1 verse 10, "Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." If eternal existence and immortality are the natural state of our souls, then Jesus Christ actually brought nothing to light. To affirm the innate immortality of the soul is to essentially deny the necessity of the resurrection. This is not what they believe, but it is a necessary conclusion. They do not examine the contradiction very closely. The idea that the soul consciously persists after death is a pagan idea. It came into Christianity through two sources that I am aware of. Number one, the disciples of pagan philosophers such as Socrates and Plato. Number two, the doctrine, leaven, of the Pharisees who also believed in an afterlife. See my later comments on the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. The idea of the immortal human soul appeals to the vanity of man and is readily received by mankind because of this appeal. Man likes to believe that he is more durable than death, and that death cannot ultimately overcome him. This is an absolute lie. 1 Timothy 6:13, "I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth," makes alive, "all things," verse 16, "who only hath immortality." There is only one being whose soul is by nature immortal, God. The idea that human souls are immortal by nature is not a Christian idea.